The Return of the Lord Foretold, Chapter 73. You have heard many times about the Day of Judgment, haven't you? On that day, the Lord Jesus will return upon the clouds of heaven. Yes, you know this, but it may be some of you are thinking, what really will happen at that time? I will try to tell you something about it, but I will not be able to tell you everything as it really will be. The Lord Jesus told some things about it as he sat upon the Mount of Olives opposite Jerusalem. Therefore, I too can do so, but you must listen attentively because it isn't easy to understand. No one knows when this day will come. Neither do the angels in heaven know when the last day will be. God only knows the day and the hour. The Lord Jesus shall return suddenly when no one expects it. However, the Lord will not come alone. Oh no, many thousands of angels will leave heaven. These heavenly spirits will be with the Lord. This will not happen quietly, so no one will realize it. On the contrary, every person on the earth shall see it. We read in the Bible that Jesus will come with power and great glory. You readily can understand I cannot tell you what will take place on this last day. It is hidden from us. But every person in the world, all mankind, shall see him. The wicked shall tremble and shudder. They shall weep and howl from fear and terror. Not only the living shall see it, but the dead also shall be raised. Every person who lived upon the earth, from the very beginning of time until the last day, shall come to life. The graves shall be opened. How many seamen have found death in the waves of the ocean? The sea will release all her dead. Just give this a serious thought. What an innumerable multitude will stand at that time upon the earth. Old ones and young ones, little and big, will be there. The earth shall be filled with people. The sound of the trumpet shall resound. This same Jesus, who was rejected upon the earth, who was born in a barn, who lived in despised Nazareth, shall sit as king upon a great white throne, the clouds of heaven. The Jewish chief priests, the Pharisees and scribes who accused him of being a deceiver, a seducer, also shall see him. They would not believe he was the Son of God while here upon the earth, but they will see it and be compelled to believe it. It will be a terrible, a dreadful day for all the ungodly. Because Jesus, the King of Israel, not only will come as King, but also as Judge. Everyone shall be judged. Every person is a sinner. Everyone has left God. Yet all the people will be divided into two groups by the angels upon the command of the Lord. The one group will be placed on Jesus' right hand. And the other group will stand on the left hand. God's children, the elect, will come on the right hand. All the wicked will come on the left hand. Why this difference? The Lord Jesus took upon himself the sins of his people. He bore the punishment for all those who are his. He was nailed to the accursed cross. Because of this, the curse which was upon his people has been taken away. Jesus bore the terrors of hell in his soul. Therefore, his people are delivered from hell. They will be absolved from all guilt, not because they are more deserving, but because Jesus, their Savior, has paid the debt for them. Jesus bore the punishment which they deserved. They will go into eternal glory, not because of their good works, but only because of grace. O children, at present, converted and unconverted people live among each other. But soon, in the day of judgment, the separation will take place. If you have had a God-fearing father or mother, grandfather or grandmother, you will see them placed on God's right hand. We read in God's word, and that the sheep and the goats will be separated. God's people are meant by the sheep, and the unconverted are the goats. Think about this seriously. If you call for your mother, she will come, even if it is midnight. She now helps and cares for you. But in the great day of judgment, if you remain unconverted, you will cry, but she will not come. If you have had a God-fearing mother, she shall curse you. This will be very dreadful. Your parents pray for you now, but then they no longer will pray for you. The time of grace will be ended. In the last day, the righteous shall be acquitted for the sake of Christ. The sentence which shall be pronounced upon God's people shall ring out as follows: Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. What kingdom shall they receive? Why, it is the heavenly kingdom, the realm of everlasting glory. There, sorrow and affliction shall flee away. There, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There, no one will ever say, I am sick. No night will be there. There, they shall sing eternally to the honor of God, to the honor of their Savior who purchased them with his own blood. But the wicked, the unconverted, shall be judged too. The books shall be opened. This means all their sins, bad thoughts, sinful words, and wrong deeds shall come back into their minds. Their consciences shall awaken. Oh, they shall tremble and quake. They will not be able to answer one question of 1,000. Besides all this, they have rejected the callings of God. They did not want Jesus to be their King, their Savior. They have been enemies of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus will not intercede for them. No, and they have never learned to know him as their mediator and savior. And the sentence which shall be pronounced upon the wicked shall ring out as follows: Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. Do you hear it? Depart. This means to all eternity. The wicked shall be tormented forever in hell, with both soul and body. They shall be separated eternally from God, from the angels, and from God's people. This is not just a fearful story or a bluff. It is the complete truth. I may not say it otherwise, for so it is. That day, the great day of judgment, shall come, and nobody knows when. The last day shall come for you too. Believe it, boys and girls, It is coming soon. Are you still goats? This means, are you still living in your sins and unconverted? Poor children, it is a very dangerous thing to live as a goat, as an unconverted person. Every day can be your last day. The time will come when you also will stand before the judgment bar of the Lord Jesus. You also will be judged. But shall you be acquitted? That only shall take place if the Lord Jesus has become your Savior. Entreat the Lord to remove the enmity from your heart. Beg of Him to raise you out of your spiritual death by His Spirit. This is how the Lord Jesus spoke to His disciples. They listened quietly and seriously. Perhaps they longed for this judgment day to come. But, oh no, the Lord says, it will not happen immediately. First I must suffer and die. First I must merit salvation by my death. Then the Lord Jesus rises and walks through the fast approaching darkness to Bethany, to his friends. Silently, his disciples follow him. Their faces appear melancholy and sad. They do not want to part with their beloved master, and they cannot, but it will have to be. Therefore, they are sad and fearful. They cannot understand it. As yet, and they do not know that Jesus must die to merit salvation for them. Later will they fully understand this.